My name's Stuart Langridge.
My name's John O'Bacon.
And this is...
Shot of Jack.
Quick, order in the next 4 minutes.
And we're going to send you a floppy disk with the Linux Outlaws' greatest comedy hits. Open source has brought about earth-shaking change in the IT industry. Companies have been formed around it, large organizations have invested millions in it, and developers and end users alike have reserved their seat on the bandwagon. While this success has been fantastic for us dorks, some have commented that now is the time for us to take this to the next level and to target consumers. And to do this right, we really need to use mass market advertising such as TV ads, newspaper spreads, and snazzy in-store displays. The problem is that all of these things require a gold-plated, diamond-encrusted Fabergé shitload of money. Advertising alone will set you back 100,000 fat ones just to make your 30-second ad. And to put it on the telly can range from $2.4 million for a 30-second ad in the Super Bowl slot to $100,000 for a 30-second slot in one of those middle-of-the-night 1995 Cops reruns. To put this in perspective, in the Super Bowl case, that's 25 well-paid developers. And in the 1995 Cops rerun case, it's 2 well-paid developers. Now, we've seen cases like this in the past. IBM had that kind of freaky Eminem lookalike ad. Firefox ran their New York Times ad, and Canonical have put large billboards up. The question is, do we need to do this? And is it really worth it?
Let's be clear about this, right? Ponying up $2.5 million for a 30-second ad is insanity, at least on first reading. You know,
it is ridiculous.
That's so much money. We looked into the price of advertising in other media. So a full page...
Shot of Jack wants to advertise, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, we've got plenty of money in the bank.
Yeah, you know, people buy a few more T-shirts and then we'll be able to take out a full page colour ad in the Wall Street Journal, which will cost the princely sum of $210,000. Right? And listening to that as an ordinary person rather than someone who runs a multi-million dollar drug company, right? $2.4 million sounds like a stupid, stupid amount of money. But the important point about it is it opens up a huge demographic.
I mean, there is a reason why it costs that money, given the fact that pretty much everyone on the planet watches the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I reckon. Pretty much everyone in America might watch it, but your point is taken.
That's everyone on the planet, right?
Yeah. Shut your face. You're still basically English. But... Your point is well taken, that it does open up this enormous batch of people. The real issue behind that is, are we ready for that? Are we in a position where the sort of people who haven't yet heard about Linux because they're not involved with computers at all, are we actually ready to give them an Ubuntu CD and let them get on with it?
I think that's the key thing, and I think you can break it into two areas. So, you know, when you advertise something on the TV, I think there's two things that are running. One is that, you know, typically people want you to go out and buy that product. So, you know, Coca-Cola, you know, they want you to go and drink Coke. But the other thing I think is mindshare. Like, on one hand, we can think if we had, let's say, an Ubuntu or a Fedora ad on the TV, some people could say, well, you know, if you have this army of consumers who are now interested in using Ubuntu or Fedora, are we ready to satisfy their needs? And that's one element. And some people will think yes and some people will think no. But the second thing is that if you have that ad in the Super Bowl, irrespective of whether the product is ready or not, it will build huge mindshare given the fact that it was advertised there.
Yeah, building mindshare is a crap idea, right? Either we are ready for that level of person to start using the free desktop. We're ready for the enormous support requirement that would bring. Either we're ready for that or we're not.
I disagree. That's bullshit.
Hang on. Shut up. If we're ready...
Go on.
If we're ready, then great. But then we're not building mindshare so much as we're actually building a user base. If we're not ready, then what we'll do is we'll build a load of mindshare about people who go and try Ubuntu and then find it doesn't work for them. And then we've burned them forever because they'll never, ever come back.
I disagree. I think what will happen is, I think that
you're assuming that loads of people are going to hear about Ubuntu, think that sounds like a good thing, but then not try it.
No, I think what's going to happen is like, if put it this way, when I watch the Super Bowl over here, right, and they have these Super Bowl parties over here where a lot of people who have no interest in American football go to them, right? And you basically drink out of a keg, okay, and ignore the TV that's on in the corner. And what happens is a lot of people go to these parties just to watch the ads. Because the ads themselves are a highlight of the Super Bowl, because they're often really funny. And thinking about which of the products I've bought that have been advertised, I'm going to go with a big fat round zero. I haven't bought any of those ads. But what I do know is that GoDaddy is one such example, are a big deal because they advertise. I know that cashforgold.com, as an example, are a big deal because they advertise. But I'm never going to use their services. But I think that, you know, some people will use them and some people will. I personally think that Ubuntu and Fedora are ready for the consumer. So it's not an issue for me. But I think that even if people aren't ready, some people will use and they won't like it and whatever. But I think it will build huge mind share that this is a serious thing. This is a proper operating system. And I think there's real, real value in
it. So the next time they hear about it, they think, oh yeah, I've heard of those. Why? Oh yeah, they advertised in the Super Bowl. So it's kind of an argument from authority. It's really an argument from having loads of money.
Yeah. But I mean, there is an argument about, are we peaking too early? Like, some people will think that we're not ready for the consumer. I mean, we talked in the gaming shop the other week about Loki software as an example. Did they peak too early? Because when they started porting games to Linux, there wasn't really many consumers using Linux. It was people who were, you know, power users with Linux but liked games as well, so they didn't do very well. But I'm thinking if they were to do the same thing now with the same level of money, they'd actually do a lot better.
Well,
but the question is,
are we peaking too early? Both you and I think that there is a large demographic of people out there whose needs would be served by the existing Fedora or Ubuntu or SUSE desktop.
Yeah.
And the reason they're not using it is because they haven't heard of it. And
yes.
And therefore, advertising is designed to reach those people. At that point, it basically becomes a flat cost-benefit analysis. You say,
yeah,
okay, how many of those people do we think there are? And how many of them are we likely to reach via a $2.5 million ad in the Super Bowl, or lots of ads in the middle of the night in between episodes of Diagnosis Murder, and then is that going to be worth it? Is the amount we're going to spend?
It's a return on investment.
Yeah, and clearly there is some benefit to advertising, or nobody would do it. But even ignoring the standard example of standard commercial companies advertising their product, if you look at something like charities, for example, charities obviously think it's worth money, and a lot of people would think, now hang on, I donated £10 to my charity of choice, and what did they spend it on? Bloody television ad, right?
Yeah.
I want them to spend it on the point of the charity, it's a
good point, because they must be spending. I mean, if charities are spending, let's say, I mean, they'd probably get a reduced rate, I'd assume, from TV companies.
I'm not sure they do, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, I mean, but they may not. I mean, TV companies, I don't think, necessarily have the biggest of consciences. But, you know, if you work for a TV company, let us know. But even if it is 100,000, they must be getting more donations than it costs them to put the ad on. Otherwise, because they must have the biggest ethical question as to whether they should do that. The other thing that I think we need to ask is, like, Firefox had the New York Times ad, and they, you know, they solicited donations and all the rest of it, and they put that ad in there. Is it ethically right to spend that amount of money on an ad, given the fact that advertising is known for being so costly? Or should they have been spending that money on developers?
Well, that's the point, really. The whole point of advertising is to get the word out, and the Firefox people feel, presumably the same way we do, that their problem at that stage, and possibly at the stage we're at now, is not that they're not ready for the consumer. They feel that their problem is that a lot of people who would use and like Firefox haven't heard about them. And the way you get that word out is through advertising. I mean, it's not necessarily clear to me that one page ad is the way to do that, rather than having lots and lots and lots of small ads all over the place.
Yeah, because Mindshare is arguably built up by, like, people say that, you know, when you market something, as an example, you need to repeat the message in multiple media for people to really start, for it to drill in.
Realistically, I don't think Firefox the Mozilla Corporation got all that much traction out of the actual ad itself, but they got a lot of traction out of the fact that they were, as an open source project, putting doing a full-page ad in the New York Times. So they put they pay for one ad, and then they get a blizzard of free media talking about the fact that they've placed an ad, which is more appropriate for something like Firefox, which basically runs with zero budget, or possibly did at that stage, than it is for a more commercial company like Novell or Canonical or Red Hat advertising their product. Because that's exactly the same thing as Crest advertising toothpaste on television. They make a product and they want people to buy it. So,
indeed. So, you know, that's what we think. You know, we've introduced the idea of TV, radio, newspaper advertising, whether it's important, whether it's necessary for open source products and projects and all the rest of it. What do you folks think? I mean, do you think that Firefox and IBM, as the two examples we cited here, got bang for their buck? Do you think it was worthwhile them doing that? Do you think it's all right to take donations and spend it on advertising? Do you think that TV advertising is worthwhile where we stand right now with Linux on the desktop? Is another good example. You need to go to shortofjack.org where you heard this shot and leave your comments right there.
You can go to shortofjack.org/discuss to find out how to get in touch directly with us. So you can talk to us on Twitter or Identical, or send us emails with ideas for future shots.
Indeed, and we will see you on the next Shot of Jack.